AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The Senate will vote before its August recess on a Republican effort to block federal aid to Planned Parenthood. All this as anti-abortion groups clamor for action by lawmakers. Democrats say they will strongly oppose what they call the latest Republican effort to weaken women's health care programs. In the meantime, GOP presidential candidate Dr. Ben Carson is urging people of faith to stand up against what they call the blatant evil of Planned Parenthood.
The Republican presidential hopeful addressed a rally outside the U.S. Capitol Tuesday as an anti-abortion group released a third undercover video of Planned Parenthood officials discussing the provision of organs from aborted fetuses for research. Carson said he had spent many nights as a surgeon
toiling so hard to save one of those lives.
Senator Ted Cruz said it's time for Congress
to defund Planned Parenthood.
A Senate vote could come next week. Steve Coleman, Washington.
The father of Colorado theater killer James Holmes says he assumed his son was depressed but had no idea he had homicidal or suicidal thoughts.
I had no idea he was having intrusive thoughts, disturbing thoughts, or anything like that.
Robert Holmes testified today in an effort by the defense to save his son from the death penalty. Texas authorities today released several hours of video footage showing Sandra Bland during her 3 days in jail. Waller County Judge Trey Duhon says they wanted to dispel conspiracy theories, including one that Bland's mugshot was taken after her death.
We're doing this because we've received death threats. We've received threats to our facilities. And it's vitally important that people understand that the information that they may be relying on is incorrect.
This is AP Radio News. Ending an historic visit to the continent where his father was born and died, President Obama is urging African leaders to concentrate on job creation and women's rights as key ingredients for what he calls a new African Renaissance.
While Africa's done well lifting millions out of poverty, the president says it faces a huge demographic challenge, finding work for a population set to double within a decade.
We need only to look at the Middle East and North Africa to see that large numbers of young people with no jobs and stifled voices can fuel instability.
But in a first-ever speech by a U.S. leader to the African Union, he also said this continent must stop consigning women to lives of ignorance and abuse. Obama says educating more women is not only good for them, it'll be good for the daughters and sons who are Africa's future. Mark Smith with the president, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Stocks rebounded today, the Dow gaining 189 points. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring savings are happening now at Strickland Sales and Service with Husqvarna. Cut, trim, and clear with powerful Husqvarna chainsaws, trimmers, and blowers. Now up to $70 off. Shop local and save at Strickland Sales and Service today. Limited time offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply.